Well, welcome back, folks. I'm your host, Graham Kimlow, and tonight my co-host is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graham. I have to say hello to you because we're not together in a studio.
No, we're remote, and we're bringing it to you on Melbourne's J Air 87.8 FM, and this is another episode of Travel Writers Radio, and that's produced and presented by Palette, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers.
We're still locked down, still creating the show from our separate homes instead of the studio. Please stay safe and enjoy the second hour of Travel Writers Radio. Coming up now, if the Northern Lights is on your bucket list, you'll be interested in Graham Kemlow's chat with Chad Blakely, who offers a COVID-safe opportunity for you and your family, or a few friends, to stay in his own home in Abisko, Swedish Lapland, which is within the Aurora Zone, but it's surrounded by mountains that keep the skies clear and block light pollution. With the reduction in COVID infections in Victoria, the state's regional areas have been reopened and fast out of the gates in the race for the tourist dollar to kickstart their local economy has been the Grampians. It's about 3 hours' drive northwest of Melbourne. We spoke to Grampians Tourism CEO Mark Sleeman about the campaign to have visitors from anywhere in Victoria. Anywhere, that is, except lockdown Melbourne. Bridget Leslie continues her chat with musician and author Rob Baker, whose book Two Bub Tales details his life in the African country of Mali, fortunately at a time much calmer than it is now, when they could run music festivals in the desert and draw an international audience.
Meanwhile, Melbourne is one of the world's best cities for staging business events, which delivers hundreds of millions of dollars in economic benefit every year. I check in with CEO of Melbourne Convention Bureau, Julia Swanson, about the impact of COVID-19 on the city and its prospects for a post-COVID recovery. That's all coming up next in Travel Writers Radio, here until 7 p.m. on Melbourne's J Air 87.8 FM.